I said, if he'd have come and know everything, the mothers are just his, I reckon, just say his fathers, I reckon.
And then higher than a colonel would be a, talking about old Robert E. Lee, they talk about him as a what?
Well, they talk about him as being a mighty man, the biggest thing I know. He said, I don't know all that about history, I had a whole lot, you know.
Yeah. Somebody like old George Patton or Eisenhower, he was a what? Before he was president, he was what?
Well, no.
They called him
General Eisenhower?
Yeah. Okay. Now, anybody born in America is what?
Well, if you're born in America, he's an American, you see. If he's born here. If he's not born here, he'd not be coming here any other way. He just have to be a naturalized. That's how he becomes a citizen of America, but that's the only way he could come in.
Yeah.
But if he's born here, he's an American. Even if, though he was born of another race. See?
Yeah.
Take the Mexican now.
From yours or mine?
Take the Mexican now. A Mexican man and woman come in America and make it their home, they have a child born. He'd be a born American, and yet he'd be a Mexican.
Yeah. Sure. Well, now we talked about names. What would you call the man you work for?
What did I call the man I worked for?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I always call. I just said Mr.
Yeah.
Mr. So-and-so, Mr. John, Mr. whatever your name.
Yeah. Would you ever kind of give him a general term or name? Would you ever call him Captain or anything like that?
Well,
when you work
compared to speaking, no, I didn't just call him by the name. I never did call him Captain.
Okay. What about a person who lived way back in the country somewhere and they never got into town? He didn't know much about town ways, and when he came into town, folks would say, gosh, he's a mighty, you know, he always had maybe had a long beard or something like that. He smelled bad. Folks would say he was a what kind of fellow?
Well, he just said he was
talking about where he lived and things.
Yeah, biggest thing about, oh, I know, just an old country. An old country man, I don't know nothing else to say, man. An old country woman, I don't know about that. I wouldn't try to say it.
Did you ever know people like that when you were younger?
What's that?
Were there a lot of people like that when you were younger?
That's right. People live way back in the country. They come to town or come out in the public, you know, people come out in the public. And they just stay close. I know people, she didn't ever see them unless she met them in town. I know people never come out of church unless they give a big eating, a big feast or something like that. So what do they love you?
Yeah. And they were what?
Well,
you ever hear them called, what about folks who lived up in the hills?
Well, folks used to call them hillbillies.
Yeah. And somebody who lived out in the swamp somewhere.
Well, I guess they'd call them the same thing, I think. Swamp is.
Yeah. And maybe people who, you ever hear the term a Hoosier? Ever hear anybody talk about a Hoosier?
I'm a person name?
No, okay, never heard that? Alright. Well, tell me about, let me just a few more questions and I'll call it for today. Tell me about the things that you, when you went into town, what did you do? Going to town for what?
Well, when I went into town, take now. If I go to town, I ain't like I was when I was young. When I used to go down in the state and look around. But now if I go to town, wherever I go for, I want to go and buy that thing and get them up, and then after a while I'm ready to go home. Whatever it is, when I go to town. I have seen times when I went to town, you know, when I was a kid, really.